Next bill on the agenda is House Bill 1006. Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Education Committee. 1006 is another simple bill that came out of the summer interim committee. This one was passed actually unanimously out of our committee and basically is an attempt to give some flexibility to the school districts and to also clarify the use of general funds versus capital outlay funds. There was a question regarding the two funds. Generally, when we're looking at the general funds, again, they are for the operational uses of the school district, and we're looking more at the supplies, the things that you actually use in the day-to-day operations of the school district. When we're looking at the capital outlay fund, we are looking at the monies used to lease or purchase land, building, and equipment. And the main thing we're dealing with in House Bill 1006 are those equipment purchases. The statute prior to 1006 said that anything over $300 in terms of that equipment would come out of the capital outlay fund. Because some school districts have differing needs and trying to give some degree of flexibility to the school districts, during the summer study we said let's raise that to $1,000. And basically what it now says is for those school districts who maybe have a shortage in their capital outlay funds, they may buy that equipment, again, those things that are specifically defined as capital outlay equipment. And again, if you've ever looked through the chart of accounts, it's a very detailed description, what's a supply and what's equipment. But for those things that do qualify under a capital outlay expense or equipment, anything over $1,000 must be purchased from the capital outlay. But we then went on to say, really to clarify things a little bit, any of those equipment purchases under $1,000 can be purchased from the general fund or the capital outlay fund. Again, the intent was to give a little flexibility in terms of those school districts. Again, if a smaller school district has a bit of a challenge with capital outlay, they can purchase those equipment purchases out of the general fund if they're less than $1,000. The larger schools, which maybe have a challenge in the general fund, can continue to purchase them, those items again under $1,000, out of the capital outlay. So it gives some flexibility. And again, the old statute said anything over $300 had to come out of capital outlay, but it really didn't specify what happened to anything under $300. So this bill as well tries to clarify that. If it's over $1,000 and it's an equipment purchase, it's got to come out of capital outlay. If it's under $1,000, it may come out of either. I'd urge your support of House Bill 1006.
Further proponents, House Bill 1006.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Ank representing the Associated School Boards. We support this. We think maybe the number could have been made a little higher. $1,000 from $300 to $1,000 we don't think is a big deal, but it is helpful and it's moving in the right direction, so we obviously would support it.
Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman and committee members, Christy Johnson, school administrators. We had business officials who testified in favor of this at the interim committee. We also developed a position in support of this at our annual delegate assembly. So we would ask for your yes vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents on 1006? Seeing none, further any opponents on House Bill 1006? Seeing none. I would open the questions up to the committee of any of the proponents or opponents, unless Representative Heineman wants to make final comments. I think probably not. Seeing no opponents, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one thought crossed my mind on this. Sometimes we get into changing the $300 to $1,000, and we have to do it through legislative action all the time. Sometimes I look at these things, and I know the capital outlay fund for school districts varies across the state. And I'm wondering if there was any discussion about like a percent or something that would go rather than a number so that you don't have to keep coming back here, if that would be a more appropriate thing, just as a thought. I don't know who, maybe Representative Heidemann, maybe.
We really didn't discuss the percentage. And again, I guess I might even rely on Dean Dayton again from the legislative audit if he would have any thoughts on that.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Dean Dayton from legislative audit. It went to about 300. It's been at the 300 level for 15 or 20 years, so it hasn't come to the legislature a lot in the past. But if you wanted to put, say, a CPI index factor onto this so it would float upward with inflation, that would be your choice. It makes sense, I guess, in the long term.
Further questions from the committee? Hearing none, we'll close the committee to committee action on House Bill 1006. Representative Junkie.
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass.
Representative Junkie moves due pass. Is there a second? Second, I represent Koistra. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, the question for the committee is the due pass motion on House Bill 1006. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will call the roll.
Bartley? Aye. Bernard?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Barnes?
Aye.
Heinrich?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
McCoy?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Witt?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Carius?
Aye. Motion carries 15-0.
Mr. Chairman, I move
Davis.
Consent.
Consent's been moved. There's a second. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. 1006 goes to the consent calendar. Representative Heinemann.
I would like to move a title change. It's a little confusing what the title actually is. And I would move a title change to an act to adjust the use of the capital outlay fund. An act to adjust the use of the capital outlay fund.
Is there a second on that title amendment?
Second.
Those in favor of that title amendment will say aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Title is so amended.